Well, it's been a hot year for the Sydney property market. Pretty tough if you're trying to buy, not too bad if you're selling. And according to Domain, this market will continue to grow in 2016. Not quite dramatically, though. Price growth across all capital cities is expected to remain between 2 and 5%, with a 4% growth in Sydney. And of course, this has resulted in a massive amount of stamp duty collected by the state government. And as you know, the state government, in the recent meeting with Malcolm Turnbull and on other occasions, constantly complaining it's never got enough money. The Herald today reports that the Baird government has made $863 million in stamp duty over the past year, over and above the forecasts by a country mile. Dr. Andrew Wilson is a senior economist with the Domain Group, and he's on the line now. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Bill. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Everyone hates stamp duty, of course, but I guess we're stuck with it.
Well, we are, and it's just the added cost to purchasing a home, isn't it? And I think, it's makes it even worse for first home buyers who are difficult enough to save for that deposit, and then they've got stamp duty on top of it. I think that, those that have already got a property, they just sort of factor it into the changeover process. But, yes, less stamp duty possibly next year as prices growth certainly comes back to the pack in Sydney.
And Sydney being a global city now, there are a lot of external factors that are very hard to control in the market. And there's also the problem that governments want to make housing affordable for those who can least afford it. Is there any scope to reduce stamp duty, or at least to some degree?
Well, look, I guess there is, but the problem then is that really you're just shifting the price base backwards, and it really doesn't make a difference. I think that that first home buyers would obviously like some sort of a holiday on stamp duty to get them into the marketplace. But Sydney's just a crowded city, undersupplied with property, and it's always going to have that international price tag, which makes it extremely problematic for first home buyers. And they're going to be a species that's quite rare in housing market activity, I think, for the longer journey in Sydney, unfortunately.
Well, like most people in Sydney, I keep an eye on the market from time to time. Anecdotally, it seems that there was a great shortage of property around the middle of the year, certainly in the, around $500,000 mark for investment properties, for example. I suppose you'd never get a home anywhere for that these days, usually an apartment. But there seems to be a lot more development going on, Andrew, now. And will that help keep prices down a bit?
Well, I don't think, Bill, that we can sort of build our way out of the affordability issue in Sydney.
Really?
The geographical constraints. We're down 70, 80 kilometres to the southwest now, heading down towards Camden with the urban sprawl. And plenty of building going on, but it is high-rise building. Mm. It's still not, even though Sydneysiders embrace higher-density living at a higher rate than any of the other capital cities, I still think we don't have enough properties to go around, and prices will continue to rise, nothing like we've seen over the last 3 years, which is, some relief to first home buyers. But look, the state government won't be getting those types of windfall outcomes they've had from stamp duty. Volumes will be down next year. Actual sales will be down. Prices will continue to grow. But look, it's been a good ride for everybody, I guess, except for first home buyers in Sydney over the past 3 years. But look, those glory days of double-figure price growth generally are over now, I believe.
Well, has there been any research into what the expectations are for first home buyers now? Because there seems to me to be a lot of people out there quite happy to live in an apartment, whereas once upon a time, once you got married, you were thinking perhaps about children, you'd be looking for that home with a backyard as early as possible.
Well, absolutely. And look, it is a shifting preference for property, and it is an affordability drive that's pushing people more and more, first-home buyers, into apartments. But there's strong competition from investors still with apartments, and international investors, of course, are part of the equation in Sydney. They're very interested in new apartments. It's not going to get a lot easier for first-home buyers next year, I believe, and they will trickle back into the marketplace. But I think that the real underlying factor is that first home buyers will be renting for a lot longer than they used to.
What's your advice to a first home buyer? And is renting acceptable, but for how long?
Well, I think a first home buyer should try to get into the market as soon as they can. Maybe moderate their preferences in terms of the type of property they're looking at and maybe the location. Even though Sydney prices growth won't reach the stratospheric heights of recent years, it'll still grow forward. Strongest economy in the country, Sydney. still strong migration into Sydney, and of course that undersupply of housing means the prices will continue to grow, and I think rents will continue to rise as well, Bill, which just reflects that underlying shortage of property. So it means that you know, the sooner you get in your own property, I believe, the better for first home buyers.
There'll be serious pressure on zoning, I'd imagine, and you know, the preservation of neighbourhoods. A lot of people don't want high rise in their area, and that does put pressure back on councils and, of course, state government.
Absolutely, Bill, and that is the tension between needing more property and you know, higher levels of residential density against the locals who want to maintain their neighbourhood characteristics. You know, neighbourhoods don't want to be turned into a forest of high rise, and this is the issue for you know, for local government and for planners, is to provide that balance between you know, needing more housing in Sydney but maintaining neighbourhood characteristics. And it's a very difficult proposition, of course, given a such significant demand, underlying demand for housing in Sydney.
Yeah, because there is the theory that, you know, how dare you suggest that you should have a better neighbourhood than us, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I still think there needs to be somewhere we need to aspire to live. You know, you start out on a low-paid job and you rent, and then you maybe buy a little place, but you're hoping all the time to live in a nice, quiet neighbourhood and get a nicer property. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing to aspire to.
No, absolutely. And look, as I said, this is the nature of the beast, unfortunately, with Sydney having this shortage of property, really, really nowhere left to go in terms of being hemmed in geographically. And high-rise is becoming, of course, you know, a natural outcome or a natural conclusion to those restrictions. And as I said, the notion of, you know, balancing what is required to keep existing neighbourhood characteristics and the need for higher density property is, you know, will be an ongoing problem. And look, one of the real issues is those that have been in property and starting to think about downsizing in larger homes, you know, on larger blocks of land. And, you know, they're now searching for an alternative, smaller type of accommodation. But because there have been those neighbourhood barriers to higher density, they're not really there in those neighbourhoods they want to live in. And this is part of the forward thinking, I think, that has to be done by some neighbourhoods anyway, to allow maybe more medium density rather than higher density living, just to cater for those that, you know, will be eventually looking for a smaller property when they downsize.
Yeah, fair enough too. And here's my fearless prediction, that we'll still be talking a lot about Sydney real estate in 2016.
Oh, absolutely. The prices will continue to grow, and Sydney will be at the forefront of most of the capital city markets, and that's just going to be a little bit less worrisome for first home buyers for a year or so.
Well, that's nice to hear. Dr. Andrew Wilson, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Bill. Thank you for asking.